This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. This is episode 7. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Maybe I'm... It should be live, and it probably is. Oh, man. Okay, let me find it on my phone. Shouldn't I have notifications of myself going live on my own phone? Let's try this. Yes, okay, thank you for the people reacting to my live video. I know, it's crazy. Okay. Wow, man, practice makes perfect, you guys. And when you don't, you take a week off because you're in the mountains and in the woods. Okay. Hi, you guys. Welcome. At least you can edit all that stuff out at the beginning of me totally sucking. Or maybe we just leave the totally sucking in because this is real life. Hi, you guys. Welcome. I missed you last week. This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm a life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with soul medicine to help the everyday extraordinary woman and sometimes man. And I'm here to help you create better life and work. In this show, we cover topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and spirituality and energetics. And today, we're going to talk a biggie. I love this conversation. And I've had this conversation 1,000 times. And one of the main reasons I chose it as a topic today was not just because somebody wanted it, but because every time I teach it, it comes into me more. It reminds me. So teaching something is the best way to learn something. So today it's episode 7. It's episode 7. And we are going to be talking about activating the energy of abundance. So I want to welcome all the live viewers. And I also want to welcome the podcast listeners. So if you're not aware, this show is done live on Friday mornings on my Facebook page, Allison Crow, on the business page, Allison Crow. And then we turn it into an awesome podcast, which you can find more about that at allisoncrow.com/better. So I want to take a goodness. Maybe I should have done some of those those singing things, you know, that you do to warm up. Oh, man, I hope when I mess up, it gives you guys permission to be perfectly imperfect. The mess is the masterpiece. Okay, so let's just take a breath together. Shake off some of the crazies, the technology. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. I know that there's people all over the world. Anna is here from Dubai, so I know it's not morning there. Lauren is here. Katie is here. Megan is here. Thank you for those that are showing up live. I promise you today, I know that today will have an impact on your life and it will have an impact on your energy. And those of you who are signed up for the show notes to get the, like, you can get a short version of the show notes on the website. But if you register to be a member of the community, you get super duper detailed notes. These notes are really extensive and really pretty. So what I've done is, this is actually a class. This is a session in a class that I have taught many, many, many times. So a long time ago, I created a series of meditation with markers, noodle meditation courses, and they're all, I don't do them live anymore, but they're all on my website in some place or another. We'll put the links in the show notes. And my favorite of all the classes is the class on abundance and prosperity. And this is session 2 from that. So somebody asked me yesterday in my online group, how do I move from scarcity to abundance? How do I move from scarcity to abundance? And let me tell you, I had a fun coaching call with a client this morning, and we had this funny little revelation that there is no magic pill, right? You guys know this, you're into personal growth, and it's very common to say everything changes. And everything changes doesn't mean everything is perfect from here on out, right? So there is no absolute. This is all practice. This is all, it's all practice. It's all how we keep practicing showing up. I have yet to see anybody who makes an absolute change and never experiences scarcity again, right? So the idea of this today is for when you notice yourself in scarcity, to give you some tools to A, to recognize it, and then B, to begin to move gently out of it, not shit shame yourself because you're in scarcity. And one of the reasons I will teach this until the day I die is because guess what? I show up in scarcity all the time, and I'm the queen of manifesting money and the queen of creating income, and have broken through so many old layers of gunk around money. And as Michelangelo says, I am still learning. And my guess, not even my guess, my absolute knowing is that until the day you die and are in glory with infinite love, that you will still be learning today too. So today we're going to talk about two different mindsets. We're going to talk about scarcity. And the reason we're talking about scarcity is so that you can recognize it. And then we're also going to talk about abundance. So let's first, and if you want to, y'all know on this, like, these are teaching episodes, right? These are teaching episodes. If you want to be a part of the more willy-nilly conversational, goofy stuff I do, join the Share Your Heart, Show Your Work tribe, and that's much more relaxed. But today, get out your pen and your piece of paper. Even though I take notes for you, I want you to take notes, because when you put your pen to paper, and pen to paper is stronger than typey type, type, type. Okay. So let's talk about the scarcity mindset first. Scarcity is a fear-based mindset. And one of the key identifiers is this rigidness. When we are rigid, when we are believing that resources are limited, when we are noticing and focusing on the problems, if we're in a space of lack, scarcity is a lower vibration. It holds you back and it blocks abundance that exists for you. Let me say that again. Abundant, never abundant. Abundance and prosperity never stop existing for you. They are actually your natural state. And so our thinking and our behaviors and our actions can push that out, right? So we can push it out. So scarcity is fear-based, rigid, limited resources, problem-focused, lack, holds you back in life, and a lower vibration. And it blocks abundance. And we all know how scarcity feels in the body. It feels tight. It feels sick to your stomach. Everybody has something different, but mine, scarcity feels so tight in my chest. And it triggers anxiety. Okay, so let's talk about an abundant mindset. An abundant mindset trusts the knowledge that the universe is actually conspiring for us. It is open-minded and seeks solutions. It knows that there are abundant resources and that if you hit a wall, that there's another way around it. It is focused on possibility. It is focused on plenty. It helps you move forward, bringing more ease into your life. It is a much higher vibration, and it ends up attracting and creating more abundance, because like energy is attracted to like energy. And so when you are practicing abundant thoughts, practicing abundant mindset, and practicing abundant behaviors, the universe responds in accordance with that. So this is interesting. A lot of people don't think about abundance this way, but scarcity and abundance can be in more than money, right? So these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 areas. So obviously money, prosperity, wealth, number one. Number two, in love, acceptance, and partnership, right? In your love life, we can have scarcity or abundance. Ideas and opportunities is number three. Beliefs about yourself and your self-worth. We can be abundant or scarce there. Energy. That was a big one for me. I was so in scarcity around energy the last few years. Over that. So energy. And then the final one is time. And a lot of times when we're talking abundance and prosperity, everybody thinks money first, but we forget about scarcity of time, scarcity of energy, scarcity of self-worth, scarcity of opportunity, scarcity of love. And so one of the reasons I bring these other areas in is because if you are practicing scarcity in time, it can affect your money. If you are experiencing or focusing on scarcity of opportunity or ability or self-worth, it can affect the other areas too, right? So some of you may be rocking and rolling with money, but you want to love, right? So we got to get our mindset in all of these areas of life activated with abundance. So let's talk first, and I promise we're going to end on a high note, but I want you to be able to recognize symptoms of scarcity. So when we recognize a symptom, it does not acknowledge, it's not about us being broken, but it's like, oh, I didn't even realize that, right? And so when you become a noticer, as we've talked in many episodes, when you become a noticer and meet that noticing as an observer and with compassion, then you can make adjustments. So I'm going to go through a list of some of these things. Symptoms of scarcity. And you may not have all of them. You may just have one or two, or you may have a handful of them. I tend to have a handful of them. Okay. Rigid fixed mindset. Life is just the way it is. Fixed mindset, number one. Oh, my husband and I are always talking about that. Fixed mindset. A belief that there's never enough to go around and one must protect and guard your share. If you resent spending money, or you resent yourself for spending money, trouble acknowledging success of others and jealousy can be a scarcity, revenge and blame, hoarding and holding on to things, caring what others have more than vibrates good, language of lack, running around saying I'm broke. My husband used to say that all the time, and I finally forbade it. I was like, I'm working on a house that is building wealth and that we are abundance and we notice what we have. And so I respectfully ask you to never say those words, I'm broke again. And that was a word that my parents would say all the time, and they would say it in jest and joke. And I take that shit seriously. I don't want to run around claiming that I'm broke. So please don't claim that you're broke. Belief that the more you give, the less you'll have. These are scarcity symptoms. Difficulty receiving. Both hands raised on that, right? So I'm working on opening up and allowing and receiving. Episode 2, if you want to know more about receiving, episode 2. Difficulty receiving. Overspending or overeating are scarcity vibes. Tiny gestures of lack. I notice this one in others. I judge you if you do it, just letting you know. Puny tipping. If you're a puny tipper, stop it. Pilfering or stealing even in a small quantity. Feeling scared, stressed, and selfish with money, time, ideas, love, and belief about self. So let me say this one, last one again. Feeling scared, stressed, and selfish with money. Feeling scared, stressed, and selfish with time, scared, stressed, and selfish with ideas, scared, stressed, and selfish with love, and scared, stressed, and selfish with your self-worth. You notice what is not instead of what is, and you are problem focused. So these are symptoms of scarcity. It's a long list. You may not have them all, but you may notice one or two. Hi, Angela. This mindset is disempowering, you guys. It sucks the life out of you. It blocks the flow of abundance and is rooted in fear deep in our minds, our histories, and our programming. And so this is not about blame, but you guys got to understand that we live in a tribal consciousness and in a society and in a even global human mindset that conditions our brains to scarcity. And this is why having some kind of spiritual practice is important. And I'm not talking about religion, but I'm talking about connecting with the God in you, connecting with the higher power, connecting with source energy so that you can realize that your innate nature is of abundance. Fear and scarcity go hand in hand. And fear is a primal instinct, right? You guys, just a little quickie here, right? Fear was one of the biological primal instincts given to us to protect us. But we don't need it anymore. We're not being chased by saber-toothed tigers, okay? We don't need it to that extent. But please note that your upbringing, your schooling, your family, the news, media, society, the people you hang out with, can all influence very subconsciously, and of course consciously, but they can influence a scarcity mindset, right? Scarcity is learned. Write that down, okay? So you're not born in scarcity. It's just a subconscious way of looking at the world that is learned. And if it's learned, you guys, the good news is it can be unlearned. One of my favorite books in the whole world, shushing, The Law of Divine Compensation by Marianne Williamson. I love this book. I could sit here and read this book to you all day long. I cuddle with this book at night. I listen to the audible. I just love this book. And I have gone through and have a gazillion watercolor quotes circled in here. There's so many good things to replace the shitty thoughts. So one of the quotes I wanted to share with you from Marianne Williamson in this book is, your natural state is external prosperity because your internal state is naturally prosperous. You are naturally prosperous, and we have accidentally learned how to be in scarcity. And so Marianne Williamson goes on to say, the most powerful thing we can do is break free from the fear-based thinking that dominates the world. We must surrender the mindset that the world has taught us and to accept a new one instead. We can choose. You can choose. I am choosing every day. I am choosing an abundant mindset. When I notice thoughts of scarcity, I choose, and not by force or beating myself up, but with gentle compassion, I choose to reach for a higher vibe. And that's what the title of this show is, activating a vibration, activating the energy of prosperity and abundance, or abundance and prosperity, whatever order I put it in. But it's a choice. Abundance doesn't happen to you. You choose a higher vibe. Okay? So, some signs of an abundant mindset, right? So symptoms, I like to call them signs. Symptoms sounds like you're sick. Signs of an abundant mindset. You're open, you're curious, you're willing to look at all angles of a situation. You have a belief that there is plenty and that the universe and source's ability to provide is boundless. You have a belief that life is dynamic, cyclical, and malleable, that we can mold and change life, and that life itself is cyclical and can change. You appreciate not only receiving money, but you appreciate spending money. You bless money. So I know tons of people that bless money on the way in and they curse it on the way out. Stop that shit. Bless the flow of money both in and out. Bless the flow of time in and out. Bless the flow of love in and out. Bless the flow of opportunity. Bless the flow of self-worth both in and out. The ability to celebrate and appreciate others, successes, trusting and knowing that there is enough for us all. One of the quotes in here, and I'm just going to paraphrase it, in the Marianne Williamson Law of Divine Compensation book says something about, you know, like there is enough pieces of pie for everybody, right? We don't have to hoard our piece of pie, and we don't have to worry that if we take our piece of pie, somebody else is not going to get theirs, but that there is enough unlimited pieces of pie for everybody. Your ability to be responsible and own your choices. Get rid of, donate, and release things you don't need, right? So that's an abundant mindset, when you're able to release things you don't need. And being unattached to what others have and appreciate what they have, right? Be willing to celebrate somebody else when they've got something great going on, especially in the areas of abundance. When you willingly give or share and you clear out the clutter and excess, and reprogramming your brain and thinking language of enoughness. So life supports me. The universe always provides. Money comes to me. I have a friend that I was coaching. She was really freaking out about money. And I said, sweetheart, how old are you? And she said, 59 years old. And I said, well, in 59 years, 30 of those you've been self-employed. And has the money ever not shown up? And she was like, oh, okay, coaching session done. Like, life has always provided, always. A belief that the more you give, the more that comes back to you, right? So being a free giver, graciously receiving, and being fair when compensating others, joyfully willing to pay a fair price for goods and services, right? So not being cheap. You can be wise with your money, but paying for services at the rate they are worth, right? So be fair when compensating others. Feeling trusting ease and open with money, time, ideas, love, and belief about self. So a big place of activating a prosperity vibe, an abundance vibe, is feeling self-worthiness on the inside. Feeling self-worthiness on the inside and not seeking your worthiness outside of you. Noticing what is present and what can be, and being present and solution-based in your focus, right? So when we realize that if we come to the end, if we feel a block or something stopping us, instead of going, oh, well, that's the end, abundant mindset is realizing what, it's asking a better question. Right? It's asking a better question. It's asking the questions we talk about in episode one. Hi, Jamie. That's why we do this on Friday mornings. Asking a better question of what else is possible? What else is possible? So feeling a few more signs of abundance. No, that's it. Mindset, the abundant mindset is empowering, opens the flow to abundance, and is rooted in love and worthiness. Oh, and I'll add one more that just dropped in, forgiveness. When we are able to give and receive, forgiveness is not even about receiving, but when we are able to give forgiveness with others, we are in abundance. So in the reflection questions that I'm going to get to at the end and that will be in the show notes, there's going to be some questions about where do you notice scarcity in your life, right? And I think it's really wise to take some inventory, not from a shame place, but just take an inventory of what do you notice? Where are you accidentally and habitually practicing scarcity? And where could you be practicing prosperity? And to begin to think about those and then remember that it takes practice, right? Practice. One of the ways I practice my thinking is I put my thinking on paper, because when I am put my thinking on paper, I'm not just leaving it in my head. I'm connecting my visual and my physical and my tactile senses to creating new thoughts. And then that's another reason that I listen to things around abundance. I listen. So I try to influence, I don't try, I do influence all five of my senses around abundance. So one of the best ways that, so you're like, okay, Allison, how to? A lot of people always want to know how. Well, I've got some how to's for you. When you notice, well, forget when you notice. As a daily practice, the number one thing you can do to increase the vibration and the energy of abundance in your life is to appreciate. So a lot of people start with gratitude, and gratitude is a great place to start, and appreciation is a slightly higher vibration. Science tells us that the universe is made up of pure energy and vibration, and everything vibrates at different frequencies. Colors and light waves show up differently according to their density and vibration. Our thoughts and feelings vibrate at different levels. So think about this for a minute. I don't care who you are or what you believe. Just take a moment and think about how your body feels when you are in sadness and despair. Right? When you are in sadness and despair, the physical feeling of your body can also often be nausea, sickness to your stomach. I guess that's the same as nausea, tightness, uneasiness, heart hurting, chest compression, tension, right? It's because you're vibrating at a lower, denser rate. That's what creates the contraction. Okay. And then joy and happiness. Take a moment and think about a time when you were very joyful and very happy. And let that come into your body and notice it is really difficult to feel joy and tight at the same time. So joy and happiness feel open and light and bright and expansive, right? So no, any one of us have had this when you're aware of the emotional feeling you have and you can tie it to how your body physically communicates to you about those feelings, you can learn a lot about yourself. And the same thing happens. If you've had a moment in your life where you feel abundant and prosperous, whether it's in time, money, love, energy, self-worthiness, opportunity, anything I've said, those generally feel open, expansive. We have a smile on our face. We're feeling joy. There's a lightness to that. There's a lightness to that. And if we're in scarcity or lack or doubting, then there is a tightness to that. Okay, that's just science, you guys. So practicing appreciation is a way to activate and send that vibration out, right? Because we are specifically choosing a thought that vibrates higher than scarcity. So practicing appreciation is the act of shifting the direction of your thoughts and what you notice most about life. What do you notice? And so a lot of our brains, you guys, a lot of our brains are trained to notice the shit. This is the proverbial glass half empty or glass half full. How do you see the world? And if you tend to see the shit, please do yourself a favor and force yourself to make lists daily. That's the best way I know to practice it. Make lists daily of things you notice that are abundance. Notice, change what you notice about life. You can notice what isn't working, or you can notice what is. You can notice what you don't like or don't have, or you can notice what you have. What you focus on grows. Katie McLean says the negativity bias, and she has that in caps, like it's a title. We can overcome the negativity bias. Okay. So here's some ways, the how to practice appreciation. And I have a bunch of different ways. So for example, especially around money, every time you pay a bill or write a check, well, these days we don't write checks anymore, but every time you pay a bill or send it through, say a blessing to the person receiving the money. Appreciate the exchange of goods or services and the availability. So for example, some of the world's ways like, oh, I got to pay bills today. Hello, the bills pay for the lights. The bills pay for the warmth. As my husband says, we are the only country that shits in our clean water, right? Like we have so much. Every time I write a check, it's not because I have to. It's because I received something for that check. And we're so focused on what we're putting out, we're not focusing on what we're getting. So bless the exchange of goods and services and the availability. Make a list of what's working in your life. I don't care how small it is. Make a list of what's working. Use your five senses to pay attention to pleasure. So in this moment right now, allow your awareness to come to the air in your environment touching your cheeks. Notice the air in the environment touching your cheeks. And if you actually did that with me, you will see how you can control what you notice. Before I asked you to notice the air touching your cheeks, you have no awareness that the ambient temperature, whether it's cold or warm or room temperature or whatever, you have no awareness of that. But if you choose to focus your attentions, you can actually feel the air touching your cheeks. I'm starting to get little chills. So use your five senses to pay attention. What do you notice that is physically beautiful in front of you? This is one of the reasons nature raises our vibrations so much, because when we're out in nature, there is just a God awe that comes with it. This infinite, the mountains, the ocean, the sky, the air, trees and birds, and it's infinite. It never stops unless a human being stops it. So notice what tastes yummy when you have, when you're eating your next meal. Allow yourself to appreciate and notice the flavors and the taste of everything. What smells good? What feels cozy? What pleases your sight? Look for the qualities you love in your partner or your family members. Quit focusing on what drives you nuts about them. Look for the qualities that you love in your partner or family. And at first, here's what people always say, oh, I can't find anything. I'll ask a client, look around you, tell me five things that are beautiful. I can't think anything. Well, that's because they're living in that negativity bias. Slow down and look as if your life depended on it. I love this one. When you look in the mirror, see the good and worthiness in yourself. See your innate beauty. Don't look at the mirror and criticize. Look in the mirror and see your innate beauty and worthiness. Envision. Use visualization is huge, you guys. You realize that you're using visualization whether you think about it or not. If you are worrying, you are using creative visualization. Yeah, right. So all that time you spend worrying, you're actually creating what you don't want. So use visioning to see yourself in the flow of abundance and appreciate it as if it already exists. I love it. Christine, slow down. And she has the two little eyeballs. Slow down and look. Ask for what you want in a state or need of pre-appreciation. I love pre-appreciation. So one of the techniques to praying, and this goes in a lot of different religious philosophies. I learned it in Christianity. And I also absolutely practice it in the more open spirituality that I'm a part of now, is thinking as if, right? I send my angels out to take care of my list of worries, and I act and believe as if. So I am thankful that, not thankful when it will be, right? So even in the Lord's prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of our trespasses. I'm forgetting the very end, but there is a thinking in there as if it's already done, as if it's already done. So be pre-appreciative, right? I'm appreciating that the flow of my business is working. I'm appreciating that somehow money always comes, that the giving and receiving always happens, right? And so when I'm in a state where I'm feeling contracted, one of the first things I do is I remember that for 45 years, somehow the universe has provided for me. And whether it was my direct provision or direct provision from somebody that loves me, or I found 20 bucks on the ground. So ask for what you want and need as if you've already, as if you're thinking, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, and ever. Maybe I had the wrong thing, but for some reason I was thinking of the Lord's Prayer as if thinking. See, that's how long I've been out of Christianity. So ask for what you want and need in a state of pre-appreciation. I appreciate that Spirit is sending me money, making ideas and inspiration right now. I appreciate that the universe is sending me money, making ideas and inspiration right now. Right now. Not, oh, please, will you send it to me? Thank you for sending it to me right now. Practice these thoughts in bed before you go to sleep and just as you wake. That is when your brain, oh, thanks for all the love and hearts, you guys. This is when your brain is most ripe to receive the shifting of the neurons, okay? So this isn't just science and law of attraction, woo-woo. It is, but it is science too, right? This is how we change the synapses in our brain. So practice these thoughts in bed before you go to sleep, just as you awake. When you are laying in bed, going to sleep, worrying, you are creating the worry that you fear. So create. And if you have to, on times when I feel so tight and bound up in my shitty thoughts, that's when I go to sleep listening to one of two books. I either listen to Wayne Dyer, Your Sacred Self, or I listen to Marianne Williamson, The Law of Divine Compensation, because I find those two books soothing as I fall asleep, and they're programming my brain to have thoughts that I want to have. Okay. When you wake up in the morning, as each of your feet hit the floor, say thank you for a new day, right? You twist out of bed and as each foot drops, thank you. Begin to practice being thankful, and not just to someone else, but to Spirit, to universe. Thank you for this cozy bed. Thank you for the warm floors. Thank you for the hot water in my shower. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for a new day. I remember I worked as a camp counselor for a Christian sports camp. Inner city kids would come. And do you know, you guys, I guarantee you, most of you don't have this thing. You know, we think about what we're thankful for, and we're thankful for our house, and we're thankful for the pool in the backyard, and we're thankful for that meal, and we're thankful for the big fat check that came. And these kids, honest to God, what they were most thankful for when they would thank God is, thank God that I woke up today. Thank God I lived another day. These are 14, 15, 16-year-old kids. Be thankful, you guys. Be thankful. Appreciate yourself. This is a big one. And a lot of this outer abundance is, you know, if all of these you were to start, I wouldn't even tell you to start with the money one. I would tell you to start with the self-worth one. Appreciate yourself, your mind, your miraculous body, your life. Appreciate your ability to function. Did you know that right now you're breathing without even having to think about it? That your cells are regenerating without even you having to think it? Your body is a million and 10 gazillion miracles right now, performing perfectly. Appreciate that. Make lists of everything you appreciate. Appreciation list. If you do appreciation, I have a practice called TBAs, Truth, Beauty, and Appreciation. And it's a noticing practice. You do that for 30 days straight, I guarantee you, you'll start seeing more abundance. And it was funny, one time I had this woman. I used to have an ebook, the TBA ebook. I may still have it on my website. I don't know. I might have taken it down. I want to recreate it. But I had this TBA workbook, and the idea was that every day for 40 days, you put down five true things, five beautiful, physically beautiful things to your senses, and five appreciations. And at day 22, she emailed me and goes, "This isn't working." And I said, "Have you finished the 40 days? And she was like, "Oh, no." And I said, "Well, I'll give you your money back, but finish the 40 days. And sure enough, she was like, "Okay, you're right." But that's what's so funny is she was assuming that it wouldn't work. And if you assume that it won't work, it won't. What you believe happens, you guys. Whatever you believe is your truth. Let me say that again. Whatever you believe is your truth. So if you believe that life is scarce and that the world needs to be hoarded and protected in a fearful place, you will find fear. That's the energy you will create. Okay. Appreciate other people. Say thank you. Tip well. Notice kindness. Appreciate others. I have a little thing in here, this one grand day of appreciation. For one day, just for one day, see if you can appreciate everything and everyone you come in contact with. Everything you see, touch, smell, feel, everything that happens. And not just the good stuff. What if you looked at the world that everything that is happening, every encounter you have is actually happening for you? Make a written list to document your day of appreciation. And one of the ways, it's kind of extreme, but one of the ways that I was really set free is, and this wasn't by force, but by gradually getting to the place of appreciating my ex-husband for leaving me. I was married for 2 years when I came home on a Wednesday afternoon, and my husband at the time said, "I no longer want to be married." And as far as I know, he didn't have any lover, no girlfriend, no reason. So my brain made up that there was something wrong in me, and he left. And it was heartbreaking. And I'll never forget getting to the moment of appreciating that he left me. I can see now. I could not see then, and I couldn't see for a few years, but I can see now how that was absolutely in my best interest, how it happened for me, how spirit, source, the universe, God, whatever you want to say, absolutely allowed that to happen for the benefit of my life. And so the easiest way, somebody asked a question. Let me go back and see some of the questions. Let's see. Gratitude journaling has always helped me get out of the glass half empty. Yes. Are there ways to snap yourself out of that place quickly if needed? So this goes back to, thank you, Angela, for asking that. This goes back to, yes, your job is to instantly notice. So these days we all carry around our devices. Instantly send a text to yourself of a list of 20 things that you appreciate. You cannot, so Abraham Hicks talks about 17 seconds. If you spend just 17 seconds in a new vibration, you can snap out of something. So 17 seconds. If you're having trouble with your thoughts snapping out of something, here's what you're going to do. You're going to do 10 jumping jacks. If you feel like shit in any way, especially in your thinking, if you're in a scarcity place, if you're in a fear place, don't try to coach yourself first. Do 10 jumping jacks. Does anybody know what the 10 jumping jacks does? Right? Tony Robbins uses this stuff all the time. This is called a pattern interrupt. So what we are doing when you do something, this is why people say take a walk, why I say do jumping jacks or jump up and down, dance, turn on, this is like Grey's Anatomy. Remember they used to have dance parties? It's because dancing, moving, getting your heart rate up changes your physical state. And when your physical state raises, so when you raise your heart rate, when you start pumping blood, and when you use oxygen, you do not have the capacity to think about how miserable you are. So number one, if you really want to snap out, Angela, do yourself a favor, do 10 jumping jacks. if you're like me and you do 10, it's like, oh my God, that's going to kill me. Do 10 jumping jacks and then notice 10 things. I promise you, I'm not a doctor, but I promise you that will cure some shit real quick. Change your state. This is one of the reasons why doctors and therapists tell us to move our bodies. Because when our bodies are moving, we are vibrating higher. And then when we are in rest, our body is regenerating that versus when we're not moving our bodies, the energy and the thoughts stay dense in us. And then when we rest, that density terrorizes our thinking, you guys. So pattern interrupt. Pattern interrupt. You're literally, in a safe way, shocking your brain out of thinking that. Right? So that's how you get out of it fast. You change, you get off the highway of shitty thinking instantly. Right? So do your 10 jumping jacks and then sit down. And I guarantee you, I know it can feel hard. And trust me, I told my client this morning, I said, listen, even when there is no magical pill, there is no magical moment. And even when you begin, so I would say that 80% of the time I practice and live everything I preach. And I'm often trying to practice and live what I preach. But the reality is I'm still human. My human fear-based brain is still extremely active. We don't kill it. You cannot kill or destroy your inner critic. You cannot kill or destroy the fear and scarcity in you. But what you can do is be that gentle, compassionate noticer. Ah, there, scarcity. I see you. I won't leave you. I'm here for you. Abundance, what do you have to say? Abundance, what do you have to say? Right? And for a long time, I was like, screw the inner critic. I'm going to kick my inner critic's ass. And that just makes it talk louder. So if we can learn to notice and have compassion and then the correction, right? And it's a gentle course correction. It's a gentle course correction and then daily practice. So if you think about, you know, at the beginning, we talked up about how the world and all these ways set us up to think about failure, marketing messages, media, news, even school. Like no matter how much somebody says you're amazing and I believe in you, our the culture, the energetic and the language of our culture is set up to talk about what we don't want instead of what we do want. It's to notice our lack versus notice our abundance. There aren't commercials running around saying, you look beautiful, don't buy anything. You're innately beautiful, don't buy anything, right? I mean, it's even tricky in the coaching industry. And one of the reasons why I say I don't work with people who need me, I work with people who want me, because I don't want to work with people who feel like they're broken. You're not broken. So our job is to create this internal prosperity, this internal way of being. And we do that through retraining our brains, And how we do that is by being thoughtful and choiceful about what we're inputting into our brain and as many senses as we can get involved. And so this is one of the reasons, like turning on peaceful music, lighting a candle and taking out a pen and writing in a journal your I ams. I am abundant. I am prosperous. I am creative. I am energetic. I have vitality. I appreciate my body for moving. I appreciate my body for the messages it gives me. I appreciate myself for noticing when I'm in scarcity so that I can move to abundance. I appreciate the paint on the walls. I appreciate the light coming out the lights. I appreciate the sun shining and warming up. I appreciate that nature isn't in a hurry, and yet in the spring, everything still blooms. I appreciate that God provides for the birds. Nobody set out food for the birds, and yet they don't starve. I appreciate that somehow the universe is conspiring for me. I appreciate that I notice my arms are strong and my shoulder is strong and my spine is strong. I appreciate the opportunity to connect and speak with so many people through this amazing thing called technology. I appreciate that when I'm feeling sluggish and frustrated, that my body is this glorious machine that I can begin to move. I appreciate that I have clean water coming out of my sink. I appreciate that I have clothes on my body. And we begin to get, and when you begin noticing and listing off even the smallest things, you can't feel scarcity. Did my bill change? Did the bills that are in the mail or the tax bill that's coming, do those things change when I focus on that? No. But my attitude about them changes, right? So I can have an attitude of, holy shit, I'm going to get a big tax bill. I'm screwed. Or I can have an attitude of, you know what? I am the most creative and resourceful person. I have so many creative money-making ideas. I know so many creative money-making people. I know that I can come up with ways to create money. My body works. My mind works. I can create something to sell, or I can get a job, or I can create prosperity. So if we can start feeling and seeing into the possibility and appreciation, you will change your life. And I love this quote by Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Money only magnifies who you really are. If you are a happy person, more money will make you happier. If you are an unhappy person, more money will make you miserable. So if you are waiting for abundance to make you happy, you're screwed. Your job is to be happy now. Find happiness now, no matter what the circumstance. And I'm not saying shove down pain. Be respectful of pain and grief. But the problem is we over-exaggerate our pain and our grief. We indulge in it. And we begin to tell a story of woe instead of the story of wisdom. What is the story of wisdom? Choose in your life to tell stories, to see the world in the way of wisdom, versus the way of woe, and you will absolutely activate abundance of money, abundance of time, abundance of opportunity and ideas, abundance of love, abundance of self-worth, and abundance of energy. So I want to give you a few, and these are in the show notes. There are some little visual maps that I've made. But just at the end, I like to give y'all reflection questions because I don't want you just to be entertained, right? I want you to take and do something with this. So I really, if you do anything, please just start making lists of things you appreciate. Notice the truth in your life, the beauty in your life, and the abundance with wonder and wisdom, not woe. So the two little thinking processes I have for you is to list out, this is a separate thing. So this is the reflections. What are some of the ways that you learn scarcity, lack, and other prosperity sucking beliefs? And this doesn't mean we have to go back and fix it. We don't have to blame our parents, but if we can notice, just noticing is so powerful. Notice what you believe. Right. So some of them I hear are, I'm too old. There's too many people out there doing what I want to do. I don't know enough. What's the cost of holding on to those beliefs? What is the cost of holding on to your scarcity and lack beliefs? And is there any benefit to holding on to them? Usually the only benefit that people, my clients over the last 12 years can come up with is that I get to stay safe. Well, are you really safe if you're in your mediocre, shitty little bubble? No, you're not. Who could I be without these beliefs? Who could I be? What's possible for me if I didn't believe the scarcity thoughts? All right. And then as we move into considering the possibility of abundance so that you can begin to adopt it, what thoughts and beliefs about abundance am I willing to practice and adopt? What am I willing to practice? What will it do for me if I learn these new beliefs? And is there any cost? And usually the only cost I can think of is that somebody will think you're crazy. And I find that a badge of honor these days. You're crazy. Where's that money going to come from? I don't know, but watch this. Together, Source Energy, the universe, and I will figure this out. The universe never left the game. I'm the only one who left the game. And so if I get back in the game with the universe, watch out, world. And that's how this business was formed. You can't do that. That's not possible. Why would you leave us? Scarcity, scarcity, scarcity is what the world told me. And I decided. I didn't have any evidence, but I decided that possibility was out there. And you can decide to have possibility and abundance and practice that. So we don't, that's the other thing. We don't just believe in abundance. We start acting as if. We don't toss wisdom and discernment out, but we start making moves in abundance, and especially in the areas of self-worth. You get to choose. Are you willing? And so those are my thoughts for you today about abundance. I will put in the show notes the link to this entire class. It's like $97. This class is really good. This is just one session of, I think it's an 8-session class. I love talking about money and abundance. I love talking about money because so many people are freaked out about talking about money, because talking about money was taboo, right? Because fear, right? That's another way the world showed up in fear for us. And so I love having these conversations. I love having these conversations and pointing to the horizon of possibility. I can't make you see possibility. You have to choose for yourself. And when you begin to live a life of possibility, I guarantee you, it doesn't mean bad things don't happen. Loved ones still die and get cancer. And we're also able to see, live a life with a glass half full. We begin to see the wisdom in the journey, not the woe in the journey. And so with that, I also want to remind you and invite you to Camp Starheart, April 19th through 22nd in Austin, Texas. So if you are an elite soulie who loves technology, you might have a business. You might not. You might have a job. You might be a stay-at-home mom. It really doesn't matter. But if you're out there and you know that from time to time, you need to bust out of mediocrity, you need an infusion of your mind, body, and especially your spirit and soul, I want to invite you to come to Camp Starheart. Camp Starheart is part retreat, part conference, except for conference is too serious. So it's part workshops. There are, including myself, there are 6 speakers that will come and absolutely ignite your inner being. It will ignite your creativity, will ignite your connection. And when you take it home, this will not be a mountaintop experience. It will be an experience that will last with you a lot longer. And when you go home and go back to your work after Camp Starheart, I promise you, if you take it in and absorb it and begin to move in those ways, your life and your work will be better. Your soul will be better for it. I have clients that have come home and signed their first $25,000 client. And this is not specifically a how-to conference where I teach you how to do that, but getting something aligned inside of you changes the way you be in the world. And that's what Camp Starheart does. So www.campstarheart.com. It is a more expensive event because I don't do $200 events to upsell you into something. This is an experience that I promise you will get so much value out of. Oops, and my necklace just fell off. And you're always welcome to sign up if you're not on the tribe list to get the show notes, www.alisoncrowe.com/better. And at that website, you can download the podcast. So each episode that we do here live ends up being dropped into a podcast for distribution the following Tuesday. So you don't just have to be in front of the computer watching us. You can listen on the go. You can listen again. You can share this information. I would love it if you guys would spread the word about the Better Life, Better Work show. Sign up for the list. I mean, think if there's anything else. Oh, and right now I have a couple of spots open on my private coaching roster. And so if that's something you're interested in, reach out to me. at allison@allisoncrow.com and let me know. Please do know that my coaching fees are for the highest committed in time, energy, and money, and that I usually do either a 7, 9, or 13 month engagement, and the minimum price starts at around $9,000. So there's other ways to work with me that are a lot less expensive. And heck, every Friday, show up here for gratis, for free. So thank you guys for letting me share a little bit of the work that I'm doing. Thank you for letting me share my heart and what I've learned about prosperity and money. And I just realized Elise is going to kill me. I've been sitting here dicking with my necklace, and it's probably making noises for the podcast. Oops. I love you guys. I'm so glad to be back. I missed making an episode last week, and there just was not a way to do it. There was not a way. I did not schedule my time appropriately. So I love you. www.allisoncrow.com/better. And I will see you guys next week. Mwah. Much love. Thanks for listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. This show is recorded live on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Central on my Facebook page at www.allisoncrow.live. You can also get show notes and connect with me at www.allisoncrow.com/better. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.